Since last September, the number of passengers at major airports nationwide is down by some estimates as much as 20%. Yet there's another trend emerging. Smaller airports are actually seeing increases in the number of travelers. From member station WCBU in Peoria, Illinois, Jonathan All has more.
Barbie Ricketts flies about 10 times per year. Before September 11th, the Peoria hairdresser and grandmother would drive 2.5 hours to either Chicago or St. Louis to catch a flight instead of using Peoria's regional airport. But no longer. She says she wants to stay closer to home.
The amount of security going through a larger airport is very time-consuming, I think very stressful, and I don't feel that in Peoria. I feel secure, but I don't feel stressed out with the security.
For Ricketts and others like her, the trade-off of saving a little money isn't worth it if it means standing in line for up to 2 hours to get through security at bigger airports. Things are much different at airports like the Greater Peoria Regional Airport.
We got a problem. You're going to have to put the purse and this bag inside there.
On a recent weekday morning, 4 airport employees and 2 Illinois National Guard members are staffing the single security checkpoint. There are never more than 10 people in line, and the average wait seems to be about 5 minutes. This scene is repeated at smaller airports across the country. Airports in Akron, Ohio, Manchester, New Hampshire, Flint, Michigan, and Southern California are seeing an increase in the number of passengers, while nearby larger airports post a huge drop-off from September 11th levels. Peoria Airport Director Mary DeVries says this trend will help smaller airports in the long run, because it will encourage airlines to improve service.
That baits our hooks and it makes the other airlines look at our numbers. Of course, they look at every market share. They know where our numbers are. They're booked to capacity. We need the seats, and the airlines look at that. They really do.
DeVries hopes that as bigger airports find ways to streamline security procedures, more travelers will continue to use smaller airports. Mike Boyd, a Colorado-based aviation consultant, thinks this trend may be short-lived. He says the number of passengers that can make a small airport more successful just isn't significant to larger hub airports, and he doubts this signals a permanent change in people's traveling habits.
The thought that suddenly we'll relieve Chicago because everyone's going to go to Rockford just isn't going to happen. These big metropolitan airports are going to continue to be the places people want to go.
Boyd predicts that as the fears generated by 9/11 fade, travelers will eventually revert to old habits and brave long lines and poor service in search of cheaper fares. Smaller airports across the country hope that won't be the case. For NPR News, I'm Jonathan All in Peoria, Illinois.